Tonight's shir, Simon Ayin Hay, Seif Beis. Seor Shal Isha, Shadark Lechasosoi, Asur Lekos Kenegda. The hair of a woman that is normally covered, a man cannot say Kriyashma if her hair is uncovered. The Ramah throws in Afilu Ishto. This refers to his wife too. Al Besulo Shadark Lelech Perus Haroish, but single girls, where it's normal for them to go with their hair uncovered, mutter. Then you could say Kriya Shema or Brachas in the presence of the unmarried woman whose hair is uncovered. The Amor says, "V'hu adin hasa'aros shal noshim sheregil natseis michutz latzimtan." It's also permitted to say Brachas and Kriya Shema, says the Amor, when you're in the presence of a woman who's married and her hair is covered, but there are hairs that always stick out from inside the hair net, if you will, and it's usually around the temple that the hair just doesn't stay underneath. And that's okay. The kolishkein seir nachris, and certainly a wig, afilo dark lechasois, even if it's normal to cover, you're allowed to say brachas and kriya shema when a woman's wearing a wig. Mishdibur sevkantes, shel isha. The hair of a woman that is normally covered is erva, and you can't say kriya shema brachas when it's exposed. V'seir shel ish, as far as a man's hair, afilu shel erva hayotzei derech shebigdo, even if the hair is coming from his pubic hair and it's sticking out through some hole in his clothing, mutu lekos kenegdo, you're allowed to say kriya shema in front of that hair. Avalim hakis nira havi erva, but if you can see his testicles, that's a problem. So the hair itself is not erva by a man. Sifka Yud, Shadarko Lichasoso. The hair of a woman that's normally covered is a problem when it's exposed. Vafilu main darko lichasoso rakbashok, even though she only covers it when she goes out into the street. Vlobabai, she does not cover it at home. Ubechatzish, nor does she cover it in her yard. Mikomoko michal ervahi lukuli alma filobais. But it's still qualified as erva when it comes to saying brochus and kriyashma and so on, according to all opinions, even when she is in her home. V'asr shom likros negda im niskala katsas mehen. So he would not be allowed to recite Shema or say brachas if some of that hair is exposed. V'da'od, and he should know more. Da'filum derech isha zu v'chavoseho ba'osa mokom. Even if it's normal for this woman and her friends at that place, leilich begili herosh b'shuk, they'll go with their hair uncovered in the streets. K'derech ha'prutzos, like women who are not that careful with tznius, also it's still also. Ukmo the inyan gilu shoyka, no different than if her shoyk is revealed. Again, shoyk in the Mishnah Berurah's language is above the knee. Even if that's exposed and people go that way, it's still also b'chol gavni under all circumstances. V'chanal b'sevkot and beis, like we said before, sevkot and beis. Even if the derech for women in that place is to go with that part of the leg exposed, it doesn't mean you're allowed to say kriyas shma brachas in front of that. Because the halacha does require them to cover their hair. In fact, the Torah requires it. Because it says in Pasuk, upara rosha isha, by the soita, they would uncover her hair. And we infer from that that otherwise it had been covered. All Jewish daughters who hold on to the traditions of that's called Das Moshe are careful with this from the days of our ancestors until today. Bechal ervahi, and therefore the hair of a married woman is considered erva. V'asur lekos kenegdan, and one cannot say Shema or Brachas if that hair is exposed. V'lobo lemait rak besulos, when the Shulchan Aruch says sar shal isha shadarko lechasosa, don't think he means, well, it depends. If she covers her hair in the street, then it's asur. If she doesn't cover her hair in the street, it's okay. It's not what he's saying. He's coming to exclude single girls or women who are not married. Shemutaros leilech barosh po. They're allowed to go with their hair uncovered. Okagon ser hayoitzi michos latimton. Or it's the hair that escapes the netting that they have over their hair. Shetoy b'minakamakamis. And this goes by the tradition in the places where people live. If the practice of the Jewish women in this place is not to let even the slightest hair to escape from under their knots that they tie up their hair, the meila b'chal ervi, then it would be considered erva. For also the cross connected, and you cannot say shemar brachas if that hair is sticking out. If not particular about those hairs, what? That's okay. The kivan sheregila ben, since this is something everyone commonly notices, leka hirhu rok lamei, there is no element of hirhu. Clearly, the Mishneh Berurah is not happy with the allowance that the Aruch HaShulchan makes, that if all the women go with the hair uncovered, then you can say brachas in their presence and it's not a problem. The Mishneh Berurah strongly words that that's not correct, and he wrote Svarim, he has a whole separate sefer just on the issue of covering hair, because this was a problem that was rampant in parts of Europe before World War II. Se'if katanud aleph, besulois, the single girls can go with their hair uncovered. Ubesulos arusos, what about the girl who is technically a besula, but she is married, she has kedushin, no nisuin yet. Asuros leilech begilavosh, once they have kedushin, they may not go with their hair uncovered. V'hu adin besulos she'nivalu tzvichin chasos harosh, and so too, if she's still technically a besula, even though there was bia, she has to cover her hair. If, in fact, this young woman sinned and she had znus and she was never married, but there was bia, and she does not want to go with a kerchief on her hair like married women do, we can't force her. Because the maaser, she was never married. The halacha, the Torah requirement of covering the hair is for a woman who was married, and she was never married. So the fact that she has znus does not create an obligation for her to cover her hair. Sivkan Yudbeis, Shedarkon v'chulu. Besulos, whose derech is to go with their hair uncovered, is fine. Ayein the Magen Avraham. If you look at Magen Avraham, Shekosef, he writes, the lo yelchu begilui harosh, even single girls shouldn't be going with their hair exposed, hanging down on their shoulders and so on. Rakim sarosei and kaluos v'los esturos. They have their hair braided, but not undone. That if the hair was undone, you could make a bracha and say Shema in their presence. The Magen Avraham held, you can't even make a bracha in their presence if the hair is undone. That non-Jewish women who have no obligation to cover their hair, we have to know, it's not clear if we treat them like a besula or not. And the notes on the side bring that bismanenu today that even married non-Jewish women don't cover their hair. So mamela, we don't consider that erva. But it's clear from this Magen Avraham that even single girls wouldn't walk down the street with their hair hanging down. It would have to be in braids. And this is a practice to this day that the Hasidim follow and many in Eretz Yisrael follow. At least in some communities, they are careful with this. The fact of the matter is, the way the Mishneh Berurah was coined the Chayodah by Nachrios, the non-Jews did it. Non-Jewish women had their hair in braids and in bonnets and hair covered until 100, 150 years ago. You read the Little House in the Prayer books. Their hair was not flowing, hanging down. That was considered pritzus. There was no one did that. So there was an hoga that Jewish girls, at least in Europe, I don't know about the Sephardi countries, but in Europe, they would not go with their hair hanging down. In fact, the other way, Timonim girls would cover their hair every time they're three, they'd cover their hair. So this was a minig in Europe that the girls did not go with their hair hanging down. What the Mishnah was quoting from the Magen Avraham, and he says, Machzrekel Magen Avraham or Mekel, that you could say brachas if it was hanging down. He's not saying you should walk in the street that way, he's just saying it wouldn't be considered erva to say brachas. Sivka and Yudgimel, Sheregilin v'chulu, so too the hair of women that sticks out of the hairnet would not be a problem. What's the lobby to say? So he'd be able to say Shema or Brachos, even if he's facing another woman who's not his wife, with those hairs sticking out. Since this is commonplace, there's no issue of hirur. But if he has intent to stare at this woman's hair, then even the hair that's sticking out by her temples is going to be a problem, because we said before you can't even stare at her pinky finger, so let alone the hair. So it's not erva, but it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't mean he could purposely gaze there. Sifkan Yudalit. the hair that sticks out of the hairnet. Let's say it's bechula. What's the lover to say? Shalavat koiva shal rosho yeshal semes. Besides the hat on their head, they had this kind of net. It's basically some type of material that holds the hair in place and it shouldn't go out. There's a little bit that doesn't stay in and escapes from this net. This is what the Rashba is leaning about. If you look in Zohar Kodesh Parshas Naso, it was very strict that no hair of a married woman should be seen. It causes poverty in the house. And it causes that her children will not be considered important, and it causes the sitra achra to come into the house. And certainly if she walks that way in the street, therefore, a woman should make sure that none of the ceiling beams of her house should see even one of her hairs. If she does that, what does it say? The children will be like the saplings of olive trees, mazayis chulu, b'noyistalkun b'chashoyven al-shar b'nei almor, that her children will be elevated above everyone else, and only that, her husband will be blessed with all the blessings from above and below, with wealth, children, grandchildren. This is briefly the language of the Zohar Kodesh. The Magen Avraham, the Ra'u the Nokazer. The Magen Avraham writes that it's proper to conduct yourself like the Zohar. Ubiyoma Isa Maisa the Kimchas. The Gemara Yuma brings the story of Kimchas. Because of her exceeding sneas, particularly about her hair, the ceiling beams never saw the hems of her garment. She had Kahan Gedolim who came from her. So there's a resource here to be extra careful as much as possible with a woman's sneas and her hair in particular. Sifkad is Rav Seir Nochris. A wig, says Ramah, is not a problem. You can say Shema and Brochus in the presence of a woman wearing a wig. Kari Nochris Lahaseir Shenechtach. The term Nochris refers to the fact that this hair has been cut. Veina Devukala Besar is not attached to her body. The opinion here basically holds that Chazal never said Seir B'Yisha Erva, that a woman's hair is Erva on this kind of hair. Said she can reveal it. There's no problem of your hair uncovered. There are those who disagree and say that even by a wig, we're worried about the hair of a woman being erva. They're concerned that the hair is exposed. In places where women will go with a wig exposed, they can rely on Shulchan Aruch. And it's applied from him there, da'afilu se'or shel atzma, even her own hair, she'nechtach, that was cut. Then they sew it into the cap, and she wears it as a wig. Gab k'nei shahakli, you can be lenient, it's fine. U'b'seif ma'giborim, hichem is that we're safe ma'giborim, we're strict in that case, ayin shem look over there. V'kaz of Ocha, and he writes further, d'mei minig ha'mokom, she'yel chanosh p'fei nachas, if the place does not have a minig to accept women going around in wigs, b'vad had din ma'achmim, then you have to be strict. Because you run into a Maris Ayin issue, Ayin Sham, where no one goes in the wig. So obviously if they see the wig, they think it's a real hair. So first of all, you see a few things. Number one, the simple halacha is that once the hair is cut from the head, there is no issur of wearing a wig made from that hair, even if it's their own personal hair. Number two, you see that we don't worry about Maris Ayin in a place where women wear wigs. Somebody asked them, Aisha, well, people think my wife's hair isn't the wig. They think it's beautiful hair. It must be her real hair. She's not calling her hair. Why isn't it asur for Maris Ayin? Which is no. Does anyone think that you're shaving with a razor blade because you're clean shaven? No. We know that you're an Erlich Yid. You're not using a razor blade. So too, even though she's an Erlich Yidina, she's wearing a wig. Don't worry about Maris Ayin. We're not making up our own Maris Ayins. But if you're in a place where no one wears wigs, and she's wearing a wig, then it would be a Maris Ayin. No one wears wigs. Must be she's not, her hair's uncovered. That would be a Maris Ayin if no one would wear wigs. Third, you see that there were those who held that a wig has to be covered. There are those who held that even pei nachuris, there's an issue of sar b'isha esher of isa p'rish, and this way you get into people wearing tichels and hats on top of the shetels. And that also is a matter of making sure there's no marasayin. There's no marasayin if you're wearing a hat or tichel on top of the shetel, because people know then that this is a shetel, not my regular hair. So there are various hanhagas when it comes to this. It is pretty well known that Chacham Avad Yosef, Chacham Avracha, did not want his followers relying on this Ramah, and he would publicly tell people not to wear wigs, and he felt very strongly about it, that Sephardi girls have to wear kerchief, tichel, hat, whatever, but not a wig. And then there was a bacher who was engaged, and he wanted his kala to wear a shetel, and they asked Chacham Avadia because she didn't want to wear a shetel, and he wrote a note, and this note's been republished in many, many Sfarim. Chacham Avadia writes, either the chassan is an ama aretz or a rasha gomer. One or the other. So he was very vocal against wigs. But the minig of Ashkenaz Shiyidin is to follow the Ramah, and we have no problem with a seir nachus, we have no problem with a wig. Now, as far as styles of wigs, there are many gedolim who are concerned that wigs should be tzenua. In fact, there are wigs that come out of the box not tznua, and there are sheto machas who do what's called the tznius cut, and they won't charge for the tznius cut. Just to cut it down, that it shouldn't be too long, and it should be more tznua, and they won't charge to cut it, to make it tznua. I know that in Bnei Brak, a number of years ago, they came out with pictures of which shetels are acceptable and which are not, and it was a very chachmatic thing. They basically were saying, the styles of wigs that resemble hairstyles that single girls wear are no good. It has to be a style that's clearly she's married. And the basic point was, why do you want your wig to look like you're single? Why do you want to show yourself in a way that you're trying to look single? You're not single. Don't try to look single. So they're against ponytails, they're against certain things. That's the way girls would dress their hair when they're single. They did not like shetels like that. So they had all these guidelines that the shetel shouldn't have a pony, and I think they don't want any hair covering their face. You're supposed to look married, so don't get a wig that makes it look like you're single. So again, when it comes to tznius, there is a qualification of tznius, even with shetels, no different than anything else a person wears.